Today marks 2 weeks since Americans went to the polls in the 2018 midterm elections, and we're still getting results. Before the vote, Republicans controlled the House of Representatives with 236 seats, and Democrats held 193 seats. In the midterms, Democrats won 232 seats and control of the House. Republicans won 200 seats. The races for three House seats are still undecided. Before the vote, Republicans controlled the Senate with 51 seats. Democrats and two independents who vote with them held 49 seats. In the midterms, Republicans increased their control of the Senate. They'll hold 52 seats. Democrats will have 47 seats. The race for one Senate seat is still undecided. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican from Kentucky, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat from New York, were both reelected to their current positions in the Senate. And in the House, Representative Kevin McCarthy, a Republican from California, was chosen to lead his party as House Minority Leader. But there are some questions about who will lead the House's new Democratic majority. Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat from California, has held the job of House Speaker before, and she wants it again. President Donald Trump, a Republican, has also offered to help Representative Pelosi by encouraging Republicans in the House to vote for her. The president has called Pelosi tough and smart and said Democrats were playing games with her, but those who oppose Pelosi may have other plans.